Welcome to season two of our podcast. I'm Katie.
And I'm Natalie. Come along with us every week as we laugh, learn, and listen
to the stories that make up a mom's life.
All right. So my baby boy is 8 months old now. I have an almost five-year-old, and I'm in this kind of weird stage in life where life is getting more and more chaotic by the day. And I am constantly Googling and trying to figure out how to regain control of my life because it was more manageable with one and now it's not manageable. So last week, Katie, you helped me with meal planning. This week, I'm hoping you can help me declutter my house because, oh my God, is it cluttered.
Am I coming over? Do I have to do it in person?
You know, could you please? I would really love a service where someone just comes over one day and just like
throws it all
away.
The
whole day with me and just like, do you want this? Does this spark joy? Like, we're going to throw this away.
All right.
I want someone to do that. I would totally pay for that service.
They do have those services. I've actually been told.
Is it run local? Let's go.
There are local. Yeah.
Well, that's there what I are. Need. Because I cannot do this myself. And I have so much shit everywhere. And I will just say that because I do. And I don't cuss very often. But this topic, like I wrote you the other day. I'm like, we have to do this episode because I mean, my kids don't play with the toys because we have too many of them. And then it's just like, where do we put it all? It's awful. Yeah. So help.
Okay. Well, first, let me just say, I think that is a really common thing. Like, you know, you have your first child and like you spend so much of the first year trying to figure out how to go from zero to one and then you get it. And then the kid, you know, starts crawling and then that's a challenge. And then they start walking and then, you know, there's always that hurdle, but it's like, okay, once they hit, you know, three, four, you kind of got it. And then if you haven't already added a child to the mix, if you do, which you have, and a lot of people do, it's like you're starting over, but you have more stuff because you have another person. And babies come with nothing, but babies come with a lot of people selling you for accessories and toys and things that you have to have, you know, that stuff that you can't get through the night without this. You know, I feel like I did that
twice
and throw away.
Yeah.
Like the wipe warmer that I had to have for my baby.
I actually use the wipe warmer quite a bit.
Do you? See, and they always dried out. And I was like, why do I have this stupid thing?
Ooh, they've gotten better since then.
See, maybe that's the thing. Yeah. And everybody has their stuff, but I'm going to give you a few pointers. These are just from me. And what I feel like sometimes what we like to say on our show is like, if we're giving you a tip, it's like our tip. We didn't Google, you know, three things to whatever. We're like, these are from us, like tried and true.
Yes.
Or, you know, when your dad's on the show, these are his bits of advice. Like he, you know, nobody's Googling and looking stuff up. You can do that. But I can tell you, this has worked for me and I'm not selling you anything. You don't have to buy anything from me.
But that's the best kind of advice is word of mouth and something that, you know, is tried and true and has worked for somebody. So
I think so.
Lay on it. Give me the six tips to help get my shit organized. Okay.
All right. Number one, and this is not for you. I mean, it is, it's for anybody listening and it's for me too. Okay. It's for me. I just don't want you to feel bad when I say this first one. You at number one, you have too much shit.
That's definitely true.
but so do I. So I'm not saying Natalie has too much shit. I mean, you might. That is number one, in my opinion, that I have noticed. And it's probably, I'll give my husband a huge credit here because he says that all the time. We have too much shit and too much shit comes in the house. And that's really the thing. Like when you have so much and it's really easy to accumulate, you don't know what to do with it and you become overwhelmed with your stuff. Too many duplicates. You know, a kid needs a couple of coloring books, but it's almost like when grandma hears that the kid likes to color, you get every possible coloring book. And I'm not dogging grandma here, but anybody. And, you know, you run to the dollar store or you run here and it's like, well, it's just a coloring book. It's only 99 cents. What's it matter? Well, the matter is now you have a stack of 75 and nobody needs that. And there are literally organizations and kids around the world who would die to have such a thing.
Yeah.
So I think too, it becomes overwhelming when you have too much. And that goes for socks, underwear, dresses, Barbies, Legos, whatever it is. A great example for me, and I've said this on this show a million times, and I'm sure people think I'm insane. I threw out my kids' pajamas. They're gone. We have Christmas and like wear to school special ones. Now my daughter is little. She has PJs. I will say that. This is adding to my stress. I don't have enough time to wash laundry, fold laundry, put laundry away. What is something that I can get rid of? The socks is another thing. For the love of God, quit buying crazy socks. Like every time you see socks with Elmo on them, well, she loves. No, no.
Yeah.
Stop that.
That goes for any little thing. Like that goes for their favorite character.
Stop it. That's and that it really too many duplicates, too much stuff leads to chaos and clutter. So, you know, I don't know the best edit for that is to throw it out. That's easier said than done. You need time. You need trash bags. You need a day to do that. But really look at the things that your child, your daughter, and your son play with the most, and also start taking stuff and putting it up on a shelf. And if they don't play with it for a couple of weeks or months, they forget that they have it. Even if it's your editing, and start small. You know, hey, I'm going to go through the coloring books today. These 50 haven't, and maybe you only have 10. These 10 haven't been played with. She doesn't use them. I'm donating these. Like make it, I think that's another thing. Like don't start huge. Don't be like, I have to declutter the entire house on a Saturday and I have 2 hours. Well, you're going to give up and you're just going to go buy more stuff because you feel bad about it. So start very, very small. But that is number one, is you have too much shit.
But
number
I love
two,
what you just said, though, about kids being overwhelmed. Because
they're overwhelmed.
That is so true. I have a whole playroom of crap, and uh-huh. She goes in there, and it's like, why aren't you playing with your stuff that I bought you? Because there's too much stuff in there. That's the thing. I love that.
There's way too much stuff, and she's overwhelmed, and I actually have a research article that I can quote. So parenting.com, and you know, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but you can go and look it up if you want to. We do use our own tips, but you know, finding research is part of kind of supporting some of the things we found. On parenting.com, it says it's overwhelming and distracting. Kids can't focus on using their things to the fullest. And I love that. Mm. Like they're not getting the full benefit out of the thing because they're so distracted. It says toy overload can lead kids to think that everything is replaceable and nothing is valuable.
Oh,
and that to me, like when I read that, I was like, oh, that's exactly, because it's kind of like, well, why play with this coloring book? I have 22 more, throw it on the floor and keep going.
Yes.
And think about that with your own stuff. You know, if you had a collection of, I don't know, Coach purses, you know, and you could just use one, a different one every day. That's not special.
That's right. Not
a fancy. I mean, I don't even have a Coach purse, but if I did, it would be very special to me because it would be the one Coach purse or, you know, what a pair of sunglasses or whatever. Kids don't learn. This is again from parenting.com. Kids don't learn to appreciate possessions or feel any responsibility to care for them when they have toy overload. And that again, like the whole thing, they're not caring for things because there's so much stuff. The other, so moving on, I mean, number one is a podcast episode in itself,
right?
But to walk through these, everybody has too much stuff. I mean, unless you are a true minimalist with a coloring book and a crayon for your child, most people, and it's consumerism today. That's just sure. How it is. But a tip that I have is for cleaning up the clutter. Let's just say, you know, you're like, listen, I can't get rid of the toys. I don't want to. I'm not ready for that. I just want it clean. I don't want to get rid of it. Okay. Well, number two tip, your stuff is too easily accessible for your kids.
Okay. Explain this.
Yes. So you would think you would want your kids' toys accessible,
easy to
right?
Just go in there and play with their stuff when they want to play with it.
Wrong. 100% wrong. Okay. Because kids aren't wired to clean stuff up. It's just not how they do things. I mean, someone told me once kids are like the most selfish things, and it's by design.
Right.
They aren't thinking like, oh, well, let me clean this up because mommy's had a shitty day. No.
They rely on us 100%. Yeah.
That's your job. This is your house. You brought them into this world. You got them these toys. Of course, we can teach them cleaning up. But when your toys are so easily accessible, you need shelves, and you need a closet, and you need labeled bins. And it's kind of like if your child goes to preschool, which I know yours does, and other people's as well as mine does, they have centers. Okay, kids, now we're going to play with Legos. Everybody gets down in a circle and everybody plays with Legos for a finite amount of time.
Right.
Well, that's also by design. It's not just a free for all. And if you happen to walk into a preschool class, there are some things that are accessible. For the most part, stuff is up on shelves and in a box. You can get out one toy at a time. And that's a huge thing when you have it all down on the ground for them, except for a few things. Mm-hmm. When you have it all for them to reach, they're going to obliterate your house. They're going to drop it and go. They don't care for it because it's too much. And they can get any, well, I see I'm playing with Legos. Oh, look, this drawer has Lincoln Logs. Oh, look, baby dolls.
Yes.
It's like a kid in an actual candy shop, but it's a toy store in your home. Don't have a toy store.
Store in your home. I love it. That's what I have. Really?
Yeah. You don't want that.
No.
And think about, you know, at Target or wherever you shop for toys, they have a back stock. Keep a back stock.
Okay.
Do not have that. Create a closet. If you need to buy shelves, buy shelves. If it's just in your own closet because you don't have the money to buy something, that's fine. Put it away, get out little things and make it
and then
a surprise.
Just remember that you had it though. That would be my thing, is that I wouldn't remember that I had it.
That's key. Yes. Yeah. Some people, I've known someone to go as far as to make like a key that says like, here's all the toys that I have. I don't have that in me. If you do, awesome.
That would be so sad. Like 3 years from now, I'm like, she's too old to play with any of this.
She's too old. And that I will say that's happened to me because I have stuff really high up on shelves. And again, she can reach some stuff. She can reach every book she has. She can reach the coloring book. She can reach some of the baby dolls, but not everything. I have my back stock.
Okay. I like it. What else?
And if your
for me?
Bins are labeled, that will help you to not
forget. Labeling anything makes my life anything.
Yeah. Easier. I'm not going to claim labeling as my tip because people have been labeling things for a really long time, but I will say like, if you are making a back stock, label the stuff and then you won't forget.
Yes. That's okay.
Number three. And this is, I mean, they all go together. Stop buying it. Stop bringing it in.
Yes.
So my husband will call me on this. And if he listens to this, he's going to be like, but you don't do this. I do. Just maybe not to the extent that he would. What this means is every time you go to the store, do not buy your child a gift in the $2 section at Target. Stop it. If you have a clutter problem, and again, I'm not yelling at you.
No,
I'm not. Yeah. Do not do that. And coach them before they go into the store. Hey, we're going in, we're getting a present for Sally's birthday party and mommy needs hand towels. You can look at toys, or if you want to get them something and that's something that's important to you, you may have one thing that is, you know, a hair item or chapstick or something that you need. But I have friends who have said, you know, their kids have never gone into a store and never come out with something. That's adding to your clutter. So you have to stop bringing it in if you don't want to have it in your house.
And I love that. That's true. And it's easier or harder than it is.
It is. It's hard. Yeah, it is. It is hard to tell that cute little child no. But again, if you think back to that parenting.com, they feel like everything is replaceable and nothing is valuable. So make those trips to the toy store really a huge surprise, where they know they're never getting anything. And they walk in one day and you're like, go pick out a toy. They're going to be like, oh my God, she's letting me pick out a toy, as opposed to what am I going to pick out today?
And that's where we were at some point. And then I was like, whoa, why am I raising such a spoiled little brat? Like, she
has to bring it in
whenever we go.
Yeah.
Well, can I get something if I go to the grocery store? No, we're going to get groceries.
Lettuce. You can have lettuce. That's what you can get.
Yes. Okay. So this is a question that I have though. What about other people getting stuff? Because my parents, anytime they see her, they bring her stuff.
Yes. And so that's another thing I was going to say. Also, stop bringing it inside. And so that, what I mean by don't bring it inside is, you know, McDonald's, birthday favors, stuff like that. Very oftentimes kids will eat their food and forget what that little thing is. Leave it in your car, throw it away the next day. They oftentimes don't remember. So stop bringing in the trinkets from the birthday
Make
parties.
An expiration date on them.
Yeah. And just, they'll forget. I mean, I don't encourage you to take your kids' toys and hide them and throw them away and you know, make them feel like, hey, I don't trust mom, but generally speaking, the hunk of junk that you're getting from Chick-fil-A or wherever you don't need, and they're not even going to remember it. It's gone in 2 seconds. So don't bring that in. But when it comes to other people, I have a lot of this too. My mom is so sweet and she brings the kids stuff. Other people bring the kids stuff. Like I said, there's birthday favors. Anytime you go to a festival or event, there's a table with free junk on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids don't even, it's a size extra large t-shirt that says like, you know, dentists rock. And they're like, I have to have it. It's free. Look, it's free. I'm going to take it. I'm going to bring it into my house. Encourage them. Do you need that? Is there someone else that could benefit from getting that? Because I can't wear it and you can't wear it. So do we need to pick up the free thing from the table? Mm. If we need Band-Aids at our house and they're giving away free Band-Aids, that's a great thing for you. If we don't and we have the means to buy it, let's save it for somebody else.
Yeah,
I say that a lot. But back to grandma, other people, gifts, stuff like that. I mean, I think that kind of goes to another tip, which is try to encourage experiences. Mm-hmm. We did an entire podcast last year on gifts for our husbands, and my husband and yours were both very big on, I don't want stuff. Yeah. I want experiences
and stuff. Yeah.
It's harder. Obviously, grandma's not going to walk in with a trip to Florida every week. Hey.
Well, and that's hard because the kids would be like, wah, wah. You know, they want something to.
They
want
to see it. But I would encourage, if you can have that open dialogue, stickers. You know what's great about stickers? As soon as you rip them off and put them on the page, they're done and they can mm-hmm. go in the trash. Bring her something very small. Or bring her a hug or bring her a hot chocolate. Bring her, if you feel like bringing her something, please bring her something explain to her or to whomever is coming to your home and bringing your child stuff that you don't really have a lot of room and you're starting to bust at the seams with stuff and you're starting to teach your child the importance of valuing the things that they do have, that not everything is replaceable. So again, little things like sticker books or a book. Hey, if you're going to come, I know you love to bring her stuff. Could you bring a book? I'll never refuse a book because there's also those free little libraries my husband reminded me of. You can get a new book every week.
Right.
I mean, really.
And they're great. Fantastic.
Yeah. And you can donate your book. That's what's great is if you need, you know, things like that, I think are important. So I think birthdays and Christmas and Easter and Halloween and all the holidays can be really hard because you're getting an abundance from aunt, uncle, yourselves, Santa Claus, everything. I'll be honest. I don't have an amazing tip for that. Unless they ask, is there anything that I should focus on? Then I handpick the thing and I'm like, yes, she needs an umbrella. Please get her an umbrella.
Yes. Or overnight bag or sleeping bag, things she can actually use.
I did that
last year.
I think, and I feel like we talked about this on a podcast. It all runs together, but the four gift rule helps. Yeah. And you can use that though, for people who are saying, I want to buy it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's one thing you want, one thing you need, one thing you wear, one thing you read. And what you can do is say, hey, she loves a surprise. It's so sweet of you. I just, you know, we have so much stuff. Could you maybe do a book or could you maybe do a shirt? Unless you have too many clothes. Mm-hmm. But those types of things I really think help. Just having the conversation, that's sometimes hard, but just saying like, hey, I'm really trying to declutter. It's not good for my mental space and we need less stuff. So bring her a cake pop. Done.
And like a subscription to a museum or something.
There. Yes. Experiences are great. Or little experiences, a $10 gift card to go get some ice cream is a great.
Go to or the smoothie. Bounce, jump for a day. Yeah.
Yes. Or like a smoothie. I mean, it's harder with little kids, I will say, but a little goes a long way. Another tip I have, this is kind of not in any order, but interesting. This is something that we do. It's getting a little harder as we have more kids and we have less space. I always live by no toys in your bedroom. I try to make rooms and each room has a theme. And that's for the playroom. What it does is they obliterate the playroom, not their bedroom and the playroom and their brother's room and their sister's room. When you have a lot of mess and toys in the basement and in your bedroom and in your closet, but also in their closet, but also in the playroom, it clutters their mind. And they're kind of like, I don't have a space to play. So I play wherever I want. Mm. I throw my toys all over the house, and that's just how it goes.
So my question to that, though, so we've recently moved a lot of toys upstairs because little pieces, because I have an almost 5-year-old and a baby. And so I'm like, well, where do I put all of her stuff with little pieces?
And that goes back to number two. It can't be so easily accessible.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's little piece toys, Polly Pockets, or making those bracelet looms or rubber bands for little girls, nail polish that he absolutely cannot get into, whatever it is, organized in a bin labeled top shelf. Mm. She has to come to you. Anything with a little piece, my child has to come and ask me, because I cannot handle Polly Pockets. I can't. Yeah. And I may sound like a crazy, like some other mom might listen to this and be like, oh my gosh, she's like a tyrant. But it's for my mental space.
Exactly. And that's what's
for my home. Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, if you need toys in her room, and you know what, that's just my rule. You might like toys in the room because it keeps her in a room and she's entertained for a little while. That's fine. But I would say to create special memories for her, less clutter and less chance of a choking hazard, bin, label, and she can help you, by the way. Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to make this new space. And it's going to be great, but up on a top shelf and not something where she is smart enough to get a chair and yeah. step on it and then fall.
Yep.
Like top shelf or somewhere in the basement or the garage that you know. And it's like, hey, I want to play with this thing. And she comes and gets you. She plays with it. And when she's finished, it goes back.
Yes. Okay. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Again, I think I've hit everything, but I will say once you get to that space of you've gotten rid of some of your shit, you've gotten rid of these duplicates, you've put toys that were too easily to access up, you've stopped kind of bringing so much stuff in and maybe had some difficult conversations with people to say, hey, we don't want as much stuff, and told them we're not going to bring the McDonald's freebies in. Maybe you have less toys in the rooms and you've talked about experiences. Then you have to organize what you have. And that's the hard part.
Yes.
But that's where you've got to use a method. You can use the Marie Kondo or you can use the home edit or whatever it is you choose to do. But once you get at least those systems in place, I just think it's easier to organize.
Oh,
once you
sure.
throw out half of your stuff, it's not so hard anymore.
Okay. Like here's balls and here's dolls there.
That's correct. And yeah, yes, you can even rhyme. See, you can make it a game, but no, it's true. It makes it, it will save time, frustration, tripping. I can't even explain how much more sanity you will have from, you know, and it's not going to be done in an hour.
Right.
It might take you several months and that's fine. I think that's important to note. You can look for local organization people who will come to your house and do it for you if you like that. And that works for me. I just rather do it myself, but I do think that, you know, once you get rid of most of your stuff and sell it or donate it, there's so many kids, especially around the holidays, that could use anything.
Oh,
churches,
sure.
Libraries, all kinds of folks need things, even like businesses, doctor's offices. They need like, you know, coloring books and things for the kids to do. Drop
right.
them off.
Right.
It's just like Halloween candy. I think organizing your home and toys and all that is just like Halloween candy. If you give them this massive bag of Reese's and Skittles and everything else, and they can just free for all have it whenever they want, it's not special. It's not healthy. And it's overwhelming. They don't even know what to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you donate, you know, 50% of it and then take the rest and then allow them to have pieces here and there, it's healthier. They've got boundaries. It's not overwhelming. I think it can be the same thing with cleaning up and toys.
Yeah. It's so easy to fall into that trap. And
yeah.
like, if you're like me,
it sure is.
To this, I'm like, I mean, it really is. And I don't think you're a bad parent because of
no.
it. But it's good to have these tips and at some point to kind of rein yourself in and to analyze, okay, what am I doing? How does this look in my house?
I think so too.
And what can I do to make it better? I had this conversation with you the other day, Emma and I went to the playroom and we had a throwaway bag. We had a donate bag and she helped me.
And that's what's great is you're teaching her early, like what's special to you? And one tip that I did read is when you're going through stuff with kids, you should say, what do you want to keep? as opposed to what do you want to get rid of?
Okay.
Because that's really overwhelming for them. And
yeah,
they don't really, this was not their idea. They don't want to get rid of anything.
Right.
This,
yeah.
They're like, well, what do you want to get rid of? You know? So say to them, what do you want to keep? And as, I mean, from a young age, I do it with my daughter who just turned 4, you know, a couple months ago. That's a thing that you can do. I mean, think about it with your own things. If you went in and said, what do I want to get rid of? Well, I don't want to get rid of any of my clothes. I like all of them, but what do I want to keep? And suddenly you kind of have this, kind of going back to that parenting.com article, like cultivated area or collection of things that you actually want. The rest is just clutter.
Clutter. Yes. Get rid of,
it.
And I'm sorry to say this, but because it's so nice, but only keep a couple of papers like every year that they draw and like the pictures. Like how many times I'm secretly throwing those away. Just like
those are,
she doesn't look in the trash because she does and then wants to take
them. Oh, I know.
Out.
It's, and then you feel, yeah, that
so secretly
I have
throw those.
The doodles, you got it. My first has a lot of doodles. I won't lie. They're up in storage in the attic and it's just where we are. But as I've gone on, time has, some people are very bit good at taking pictures of things. You won't need this. Take a picture of it. It'll last longer.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I mean, I keep like, you know, like one a month and then that's about it.
Yeah.
And
you know what? That's great though. See, I think because then they're special to you, you kept the most special thing. So like, you might be listening to this and thinking, you know, well, clutter doesn't really bother me. It's not a problem. That's great. I don't have that. Clutter bothers me and I need it gone. So I've kind of come up with just some random stuff but it really does work for me. So hopefully it will help you. And yes, I will come and help you, Natalie, not everyone on the podcast.
Yes.
I want to
come over. I will get all the organizing tools and we'll have a day of it.
Yeah. That does help. It is more fun with a friend.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. I'm going to go and start cleaning out some playrooms right now.
Yeah. That's another thing. Maybe sometimes while they're napping and they don't even realize that it's there. True.
Then they won't know it's gone. Yeah.
They don't know.
All right. All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned next Wednesday, another brand new one.
That's right. Every Wednesday, a new episode of A Mom's Life podcast.